We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the last words of Ayin Hey Amud Beis. V'chol she'ein ha'kosha la'atzdiya. The Mishnah taught us, V'chol she'ein ha'kosha la'atzdiya, going la'atzdiya sa'chamim, and says, V'chol she'ein ha'kosha la'atzdiya, something that's not worth it to save, or that amount is not worth it to save. It's only chayiv elaham atzniyoy, which the Mishnah sounds like, and that's the Tanakh HaMashita, that for the person himself who puts it away, and he's machshev it, then of course it's an issa haitzah on that. Everyone else is not an issa haitzah, because it's not chashev enough. Like we learned, to be chayiv for haitzah, you need a certain shear, a shear chashev, to be chayiv for haitzah. So it says, v'chol she'ein ha'kosha la'atzniyah, v'eim atzniyah kamayu, v'yitziyu v'shabes, ein ha'chayiv ela ha'matzniyah. Only the person himself who puts it aside, he was machshev it, so he's chayiv for haitzah. Zog to Gemara, Amar Rav Elaza, this shita in the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Why? Yatanya, klal over Rav Shimon ben Elazar, kol she'ein ha'kosha la'atzniyah, anything that not normally put aside, ve'im atzniyim kamayo, that amount is not usually put aside, v'huchshu l'zeh, and this person was machshir v'atzniyah and put it aside, u'ba achar v'atzniyah, and someone else came and was mitzi his thing that he put away, nischayiv zeh machshav v'shal zeh. The other person will be chayiv because this guy put it aside, he was machshavit. That means if Reuven puts aside a little tiny needle from the shirt that doesn't not worth anything, he put it aside. And someone else comes and carries it, then he's chayiv. Because this person was machshavit enough to matzniyah it, the second person will be chayiv for haitzah on that. So it comes out, l'fizeh, there's really three shittas in this halacha. Yesterday we learned the shita of Rav Shimon, and according to Rashi in the beginning of the next parak, Rav Shimon holds that if someone is matzniyat, even he needs a shear, a minimum shear. If he matzniyat something very small, it's not choshev enough to be chayiv hoitza on it. That's the shita of Rav Shimon. The shita of Tanakham is, it's chayiv for the person who is matzniyat. And the shita of Shimon ben Elazar is that even other people are chayiv if you're matzniyat. It's come to three different shitas, from a katzah to a katzah. If you're Rav Shimon, you're always part of such a small amount. If you're chachamim, only the person who puts it aside is chayiv. And according to Shimon ben Elazar, even if someone else takes what this person put aside, he will be chayiv for haitzah. So the Mishnah Vayit. The Mishnah Vayit is going to continue with the different shiurim of items of food or other items that are shir chashuv for haitzah. And that's the next parak to discuss that also. So the Mishnah Vayit. Hamoitzi teven kimloi piparam. If someone takes out straw the size of a full mouth of a cow, or Atza, Eitza, Kimloi Pigamol, or Eitza, we'll see what Eitza is in a second, like a camel mouthful. And the CSS Rashi says that a Gomel has the biggest mouth of them, Gomel, and then goes a Para, and then goes a Tle, which is a sheep, then goes a Gdi, then is a goat. That's the level. Now, Hamaiti Tavim Kimloi Para is Chai, but Eitza, which is only Royu for a Gomel, because a Para doesn't eat Eitza, so they have to take out more to be chayiv. It's like more cool. You have to take out more to be chayiv. Well, it has to be the size of a mouthful of a camel. So teven is enough a mouthful of a parah, but eitza has to be the mouthful of a gomel. Omer is like kernels that have the hard shaft around it. That's also only royu for a tle and not for a gedi. So omer kamloi pi tle. You have to take it enough that could fill up a mouth of a tle, of a sheep. Asavim kamloi pi gedi. And grass, like the mount, which is less, the mount of a gedi, a goat, which is less than a tle. But if you took out the amir for the size of a gedi, it wouldn't be chayiv. Why? Because a gedi doesn't need amir. So you need amir, the minimum size is the size of a mouth of a tle, which is bigger than a gedi. Ale shum v'ale betzalim, leaves of garlic or leaves of onions, lachim, if they're fresh and wet, kegregris. The shear is kegregris. Shear gregris is the shear of an adam, of a person, of a chilas adam, is the shear of a dried fig. Yeveshim kimaloi pi gedi. Dry is like the mouthful of a gedi. Dry is like the mouthful of a gedi. Now, Rashi speaks out that lachim, fresh ones, are not royed to a gedi. Because therefore you need more. Gregris is more than a gedi. Because in the Gemara it's mevuyer that the sheer gregris is the sheer of a mouthful of a tle. And we just said a tle is bigger than a gedi. So it comes out, gedi is less. So he's saying, if it's lachim, then you're only chayiv if you bring it out the sheer gregris. Why? Zog Rashi, because a gedi doesn't like fresh ones. It only likes dry ones. But if it's a veishim, even less is chayiv. Because kamali pigdi, even kamali pigdi. But aim it's tarfin. Saying some, that's a Rashi says that lachem are not royu for gedi. That's a Rashi learns. Rashi says lachem are uyim laodom kegregers. That's shil chol machol shabbos. But kamali pigdi, loy the lachem loy chaz the gedi. Rashi says the lachem are not chaz the gedi. Other rishonim say different mahalach because I guess they don't want to learn that fresh leaves are not the gedi is picky. He doesn't like fresh leaves. So they say different pshat that since it's royal adam and so we go adam is much more chashav, we go and it's more normal the adam will eat it, therefore we go bust the adam and kaveh the shear klapi the adam and not klapi the behema. Ve'im mitzdar from zem zep reshloi shavu b'shureim, but we're not mitzdar for two shurim in our mishnah or any two shurim. Our mishnah has pipara, pigamal, pitle, pigdi. Not mitzdar them. Why? Because they're not the same shear. So you can't be mitzdar if you know let's say eitza. And tavern together because they're different shurim. And we'll see in the Gemara, will elaborate on that. There are certain times when you could be mitzarif this year. Akapanam, that's our Mishnah that has all these different amounts of food that you have to take out. Depends who it's roya for, who it's slated for, what type of animal, and if it's for a person. Zok the Gemara, my Eitza. What is Eitza? How you pronounce this? What my Eitza? What is the Mishnah says? We know what Tevin is. We know what Amir is. We know what Asavim is. Asavim is grass. Tevin is straw, and Amir is some kind of shaft that's on the kernels. What is Eitza? Om Rav Yehuda, Tevin Shamine Kitnius. It's a type of straw that grows around beans, legumes. And that type of thing is only royal for a gomel. A para doesn't like it, and therefore you have to bring out enough of a camel's mouthful. Because Rav Dimi Amar. Hamoiti Tevin Kimloi Pipara. Rav Dimi came and said Allah like this. Let's say you bring out Tevin Kimloi Pipara Lugomo. You're taking out straw, which we say Yechayiv, even if it's the smaller shear of the cow's mouth. But the problem is here, you're bringing this out the Tzorich, your camel. You're bringing it out for your camel. Then maybe, if you're bringing it out for your camel, the only way it has a chashivas is if it could fill up a camel's mouth. But on the other hand, Tevin is Roy for a para, so what, maybe that's called a tzav because it's Roy for a para upon him. So what's the halacha? Amoiti Tevin kum leipi para le gomel, ibura for a gomel, or yechna mechaiv. Shemulakos on a part, yechna says yechaiv, because the maisa, it's Roy for a para, so it's chashuv. Shemulakos says, no, since I'm bringing it for a gomel, and the gomel's mouth is bigger, so it's potter. But that's what he said. That's what he said at night. In the evening, by night, say that's what Yechon said. Safra, after he slept and he woke up, Hodabay, he was chayzer. And he said, like a shlokas, that you potter. Om Rav Yosef, shap over the hoda. It's good you chayzer. The loy chazer the gomel. The maizer said, you bring it after the gomel, and it's not chazer the gomel. So Rav Yosef held that was a good svara, that since it's not royu loha gomel, you're not chayim as a small shear. You need a bigger shear. Even though it's royu for a para, but since you bring it after a gomel, it needs a bigger shear. Only Abaya Adraba can recar Mustavra. I like his last night's pshat. He says Chayiv. The Chazul Parah. Maisa is Chazul Parah. I don't care who I'm bringing out for. The Maisa has a Chashivas. It's Chazul Parah. And forget it. The Achareinim of the Mucha on Rav Yosef Svara. Abaya has a good Svara. It's Be'etzim Dikah Chashivas because I give it to a Parah. So therefore, we're going to have to say a different Mahalach Machlekas. Also, Ravin, he had a different Mahalach Machlekas Machlekas Machlekas. Also, Ravin Omar, Hamoiti Tevin Kimloipi Parah Gomol. The Kulam Plegi, the case that we just said, they bring out Tevin, a mouthful of a para that size for a gomel. You've sure chayiv. Why? Because it's royal for a para. Ki Plegi, when is the machlekes? When moitzi eitza can like be para la para. When is the machlekes? When you moitzi eitza like a para's mouthful for a para. Now, what's the problem here? Here, only a gomel likes it. So you're not going to be chayiv if you bring it out for the size of a parah because a parah doesn't need it. So we'll explain the halachas in a second. And first of all, we're going to be goyris ipcha and v'yechna and shlokas. Before of Yechna said chayiv. Here he's going to say potter. V'ipchitma. V'yechna and potter. And shlokas shava chayiv. So what's the machlekes? It's not royal for a parah. V'yechna and potter because achila aydeh tchak lo shma achila. He holds it potter. I'm bringing out the size of a parah. A parah can't eat it. If he's desperate to eat it, that's not called achila. It's called achila, and therefore, it's roya for a para. So if I bring it out, the size of a para, for a para, therefore, it's called a chashiva. It's called b'dei etchak, the para will eat it. So that's what
the
Mishnah
just says, if you might say, you bring out that share. And the same as every
Right, that's what coming out. The coming out is telling the shiur. That's his money that was coming out. You're asking, what is a fear of Yosef? It's a kasha. But coming out of Maisa, that all you need is that shiur. You're right. That's a good deal. But
the Mishnah itself said that, look.
Yeah, I hear. So the Maisa was saying now that here's the case we brought, Eitza Kumloi Piparo, which is not Royu only, it's only Royu really for Gomel, not, and Paro is only a Deyad Chak. That's the Machlaikis if you're Chayiv or not. So according to Vyachin, you're Potter because it's not called Achila. According to Shlokas, you're Chayiv because it's called Achila. And our Taitza speaks out that this that Rav Yechanan says, Achila Deyad Chak, Loishma Achila, is only by the Shabbos. He says, because you find in case of the regal, the Gavin Ezekin, that Achila Deyad Chak, Shma Achila. So he says, just the Gavish Shabbos, that you have to give it a chashivas, that has to be mamish royu. But the Gavi Nezikin, it's not called Mashuna if you eat it. It's not called Mashuna, it's not called like funny. Just the Gavi Shabbos needs a good chashivas, so it needs a shame achil on it. Zok the Gemara Vait. Omir Kemole Pitla. It said in the Mishnah, they have to bring out Omir Kemole Pitla. But Tanya learned Gregorius, the shear is like a dried fig, which is similar to the shear of Adam, same shear of Adam, Gregorius. What's Kamali Pitla? So Gemara, no, all one shear. It's that the shear of a mouthful of a sheep is a shear of a Gregorius. So Tysus speaks out. So why did the Mishnah say Losha Kamali Pitla and Saint Gregorius? So Tysus, how the knockout by Mastisim Kamali Pitla, Loy knockout Gregorius? Why didn't it say like Gregorius? Why did Mishnah use Takahus's Loshan? Lashminon that the Meshum Achilas Tle Nos Mecham. They gave the shear because of the Achilas Tle. The Inokah Gregorius, you wouldn't know why they gave the shear. You would think it's like similar to Adam, but it's not true. The reason is because of Pli Tle, therefore it calls the Kamali Pli Tle, but really it's the same size as Gregorius. And like we said before, Tle is bigger than a Gedi, so when you say a shear Gedi, it's less than a Gregorius. Then the Mishnah goes Vaita and says, Alei Shum, Alei B'Tom, Lachim Kegregorius, V'Yaveshim Kamali Pli Gedi. It says that all the shiurim in our Mishnah are not mitzdarif. Why? Because they're not the same shiur. So I was going to say it's not 100% accurate. Omer Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, ain't mitzdarif in lechomer shebehem. I'm mitzdarif in lekal shebehem. What it means that it's not mitzdarif lechomer shebehem. Like Rashi explains that the shiur gadol is kal. For example, Eitza has a bigger shiur. So that's, you take Eitz, it's not mitzdarif to the shear of a pea paru. It's not mitzdarif to the shear of Tevin. It means you have Tevin that's not full pea paru, and add some Eitz to it, it will not be mitzdarif to it. But the other way, because it's not chasha like Tevin. But for the opposite case, if you take Tevin and you put it together with the Eitzah, that will be mashlam the pea gamel. That will be mashlam pea gamel. So Tevin is mitzdarif with Eitzah to mashlim the size of Pigamel. But Eitzah is not mitzdarif with the Tevin to mashlim Piparu. That's what it comes out. So Eitzah mitzdarif from the Chomer Shvehem. Mitzdarif from the Kal Shvehem. You could use the Chomer to mitzdarif to the Kal, which means you could use Tevin to make up the shear of Eitzah. So if you have 70% Eitzah, 30% Tevin, and that equals a shear of Pigamel, you'll be chayiv. But if you have 70% Tevin and 30% Eitzah to fill up a shear pipara, that will not be enough. You cannot use that. Break the Gemara. V'chod lo shavish rabbi mitzdarfin. You're telling me, akaponim, l'chomash shabahem, l'kal shabahem will be mitzdarf. But you ever find things that are not shavish rabbi mitzdarf? But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah in Kalim. Habeged, when it comes to the size of a beged that could be a medris hazav, something that the zav sleeps on or walks on a carpet, so the medrash that's made for that, it's made for sleeping, made for some or sitting, so it has to have a minimum shear for medrash hazav. So if it's made out of beged, which means a piece of material that's sewed, that's gimel gimel. It needs 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Vasak, if it's made out of sack, which is made out of izim, made out of goat's hair, that's dala dala. It's a thicker material. It needs 4 4. Va'ar, if it's made out of leather, hey, it needs 5 tefachim, 5 tefachim. Mappets, which is konim that are woven, reeds that are woven, that needs 6 by 6. Va. Different shiurim of pieces of material that need different shiurim to make it royal medrash and royal to become tummy medrash. But Tani Allah, and the Brisa says about this, habeged va'asak, habeged and a sak, or a sak and a ar, or a ar and a mafetz, to all mitzdarfim zezeg, and mitzdarf one with the other one. V'am Rav Shimon, matam, why them mitzdarf each other? V'eshev ru'uyim l'tam ha'mayishav, because they could be matam ha'mayishav, and like Rashi explains, they use that for a mardas v'chamar, use it for a saddle of a chamar. And even a less than a shear of three tefachim, they can mitzarf the saddle, shear of saddles, one tefach by one tefach, and those two things can be mitzarf to each other to become a saddle. And what's the reason? Because you're not makbid on a saddle to have a patch, and you're not makbid to have two different types of materials as a saddle. So Rav Shimon is saying the only reason why it can be mitzarf is because you use it together. So that's the Gemara's dig is time of the ruin time of Meishav, of the Imra time of Meishav Loi. So Mashav, the only time you mitzarf two different materials that have two different shiurim is only if they're royal tami moishav. But if it's not royal tami moishav, it means you can't use them together. Then you wouldn't be able to do this. Then you wouldn't be able to do this. That's his kasha lechayra that here haki mitzarf them. Here haki mitzarf two things. Haki mitzarf two things. A little bit of a kasha over here that lechayra. Here also, maybe if you mix them together, you could give them the food to the behemoth. So that's shtukla ara. The lechayra, maybe here also you could say the same thing. That maybe, but the vice is that it's not that they mix together. It doesn't. They don't really like it, and it's not the normal way of feeding them. So the Gemara's kash is the lechayra here. Hakar mitzdar for two things. So the Gemara Amar Rava. So Rava answers no. Here also, a lot of times you put the two type of animal foods together. Hakanam echazi lo dugma. Like Rashi explains, someone wants to sell the animal food in his shop. So he ties them all together, all the different animal foods. He wants to show it ledugma. Ledugma means as a advertisement, as an example. He wants to show what he's selling. You know, this is what he's selling. But he doesn't want to put like one straw out, that one kernel out, because they'll blow away. Therefore, he ties them together. So therefore, a lot of times you put them together, and therefore, it's enough to be called that it's shayach to mitzdarif, and therefore, it's mitzdarif lekal shavim. We said at least mitzdarif lekal shavim, because in that way, a lot of people, they always put it together, ledugma.